Public participation. The government has rolled out a public participation drive to sensitize Kenyans on the draft regulations and amendment rules for the registration of persons, births and deaths. Through the exercise, the government plans to roll out a new generation national identity card and review charges for application and renewal of identity cards, birth certificates and death certificates. The stakeholder engagement forums spearheaded by regional and county commissioners are critical in the rollout of MYSHA card and its related features, including the virtual ID that the government has been piloting since November last year. Tindaret Deputy County Commissioner, DCC, Esther Ayugi said views of members of the public on the proposed amendments to Registration of Persons Act Cap 107 and Birth and Death Registration Act Cap 149 were critical to set the process in motion. Speaking during the launch of the exercise at Africa Inland Church in Lelgatet Village, Ayugi asked participants drawn from different parts of the sub-county to express their views on the two documents freely. Public participation is anchored in the Constitution as one of the national values and principles. I want to assure you that all your views shall be recorded and forwarded for necessary action, she said. Participants welcomed the changes and urged the government to review some of the proposed charges which they termed as hefty. Thomas Langat from Kabalebo location said the Shush 1000 proposed fee for the renewal of lost identity cards was hefty and should be reviewed. He added that the inclusion of a third gender on birth registration documents was contentious since it went against some traditions and customs, especially after initiation.